to an all-new episode of Social Blends. My name is George Frank, and thanks so much for tuning in. I'm here with a special guest and a recurring guest on the show, one of my best friends, Gabby.
Hello, everybody.
The dry clap. Thanks for the applause. So a lot has changed since you first came on our episode a year ago. It's been like a year. And I don't know, you want to talk about it? I don't know.
What did I even talk about?
So you
about
moved.
Last
okay,
time?
So you at that time you were living in Florida. So now you've moved to New York. You've went for your dream because on the last show when we first did the show, you were talking about, you know, how you want to kind of get out of your comfort zone and, you know, do things regarding acting and stuff like that, and you've been doing it. So
yeah, so it's been a journey since I graduated in July. I graduated on July 31st, and then I was supposed to go on a vacation with my friends. Well, I wanted to go on a vacation with, like, my girlfriends. I wanted to do a girls' trip in New York, and then it just so happened that it just didn't fall through. But my mom, her gift to me for graduating was that she would get my ticket going there.
Oh, wow.
So she got it for me. It was, like, $50. It was not expensive.
Oh,
so
that's nice.
She got the one-way ticket. And then, basically, I ended up going still by myself. I got the Airbnb, everything like that, by myself. And I went for a week. And then I left the Airbnb, and then I just never went back. I didn't get a ticket going back.
Wow.
Yeah. So I went and I stayed with my family. In New Jersey, and then I was just going back and forth, going to auditions, because when I got there, I was just like, okay, this is what I want to do. The first time I got there, I went to some auditions, and I was like, oh my god, this is so cool. And then my first real audition was, like, singing. I sang Your Daddy's Son.
Oh, okay, Ragtime, yeah.
And it was for Broadway, so I didn't expect, like, I had barely anything on my resume.
Yeah.
I didn't expect nothing. And I think you don't really hear about it until a year later. But after singing and I saw their facial expression and they were, like, kind of taken back by it, because, you know, I'm little.
Yeah.
I'm little, but I got a big voice.
Yeah.
When I sing, so that fueled me and I was like, oh, this is what I want to do. And yeah, still was auditioning. Didn't know what I was going to do, if I was going to go back or not, but I went back. I mean, I didn't go back to Florida to stay. I just went back to visit and get more clothes because I knew
you
I was going to come back.
Here.
Yeah, I ran out of clothes because I only had clothes for like a week. Right?
Wait, did any of your friends know that you were doing this? Or
they didn't know I was going to stay.
Stay. They just thought you were going to go since you already have the ticket. Oh, my gosh.
So I did a Raisin in the Sun in November.
Yeah.
That was my first, like, play.
Yes. I've done musicals. Which was amazing. It was so good. The cast was, like,
yeah. It was
awesome.
I kept hearing that, like, it was casted perfectly.
It was casted perfectly. Like,
every single character. And
it was like that you guys all had, like, chemistry.
Yeah.
It was almost like you guys were really a family and really, like, you've lived with each other all this time.
Well, we did because we were rehearsing for like 2 months.
Yeah.
And that's a long time considering.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a almost 3-hour play.
Yeah.
But it's just like, yeah, that after that I was like, okay, this is all confirmation. It was so hard though.
Yeah.
It's been hard. It's been really, really hard.
I know you were saying with the traveling, with the, I mean, do you want to tell them the story that you were telling?
Oh yeah, yeah, sure. Like so it was one night after rehearsal, and I had got a ticket. It's like 11:25 or something, going one way. Now what I did was I was like, okay, I have the ticket. I had about like $50 in my account. It's nothing. But disclosure, all right, ain't rich right over here, not yet. But I had like $50 in my account, and then I went to rehearsal. I was like, okay, good. I have enough to get back. Then I'm on my way to leave rehearsal, and then I look at my account just to check, because at that time, you know how sometimes you just won't check your account and then you check it every now and then? Yeah. I was checking my account every like 3 hours because I'm like, is the money still there? Like, yeah, like you get paranoid when you don't have.
Yeah, when you don't have that.
So I checked my account and then I saw $2.48 in my account and I said, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, I said, what? I said, what happened? And I looked at my transaction history, Amazon bill. Like, Amazon, because I was doing Amazon FBA.
Oh,
yeah, like, selling things on the marketplace.
Okay.
And, but I didn't sell, I was doing that just to sell books and stuff like that when I left school. But I didn't have nothing to sell, so I was just being charged for no reason. I mean, they charge you regardless. You're supposed to keep selling. But I got that taken out, and I was like, how am I going to get home?
Oh, my gosh.
So I was like, I can't get home. I can't get home. Can't get a hotel because you need to check in. You need to pay for that.
Yeah.
I was like, can't even stay in a hostel because you need to, like, confirm that a little bit prior. Mm-hmm. I was like, where am I going to stay? I looked around on Yelp, and I was like, diner open 24 hours. I plan to just sit in a diner for the next, till the next day. And just wait till the sun comes up. Mm-hmm. And I always have a backpack with change of clothes. So I was like, I'll just change my clothes and just be here already in Brooklyn for rehearsal.
Yeah.
And I walked to the diner. And at the time, I got a rehearsal like 11. So there was nobody in that side. And it was like Brooklyn Heights. It's a nicer side. But it wasn't unsafe. But I just looked in the diner that I was going to sit at. And I was just like, no. I was like, no. I was like, I'm going to figure it out.
Yeah.
Like, on the way to the bus station,
mm-hmm.
I'll get money. Like, I don't know how, but I'm going to go home tonight. Yeah. Like, I'm not staying in a diner.
Yeah.
And I went to the bus station, and I was, like, praying to God. I was like, God, I don't know. I was like, God, what am I going to do? I was like, I'm going to beg. I'm going to beg them to let me on the bus.
Yeah.
And you know, I was like, okay, whatever. So I ran to the bus. The bus was about to leave. As I'm running to the bus, I got to the bus, and I was like, oh, man, I don't have a ticket, you know? Because they were like, okay, you know, I tried to finesse. I was like, man, I don't have a ticket, guys. Can you please? They were like, no, you don't have cash? Then go downstairs and get a ticket from the booth. So I just left. I just, like, you know, forget it. I gave up. I was like, I'll pretend like I'm getting a ticket from the booth. But really, and in Port Authority at that time, it's like a lot of things, like, all the homeless people come out.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, it's a whole different scene.
Yeah, it's a whole new
and it's
new
a little
realm.
Scary.
Yeah.
Because I'm, like, here alone by myself.
Yeah.
And then I'm on the elevator to go down, and I see the elevator, and I see a bus ticket. So then I take up the bus ticket, and it's the same place going to New Brunswick. And I was like, wow. One way. I was like, okay.
Oh, my gosh.
And then I just literally ran because the bus was literally about to leave. And then I ran back up and I was like, here's my ticket. And then they let me on the bus. And I was like, oh, God.
Oh,
I was like,
my
thank you,
God.
I was like, oh, thank you, God. God always took care of me. Didn't know how I was going to get home.
Yeah.
And that just taught me that, you know, man, it's just so different. Because when you're struggling, you think, oh, I have to go through this. I have to go through that. I have to go through this to struggle to get on my way up. But my mind, like, God already told me who I was. No mm-hmm. matter what, even if I'm still struggling, there's certain things that if it doesn't feel right in my soul, in my heart, like, maybe another day I would have stayed in the diner and mm-hmm. it would have felt right. Mm-hmm. But that day and that time, it didn't feel right. And it just felt like I was settling for something when I could have been having more faith in the possibility. And just trusting God.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a lesson about trusting God. Because I was like, God, whatever, I trust you. Like, whatever. Like,
yeah.
Okay, handle it. Like, I just have those conversations with God. I'm like, okay, God.
No, I do.
It got to be like this. Okay, so you take care of it then. Oh,
yeah.
Like, it gets a little weird.
No,
but
no,
like,
that's how I am too. I'm like, you know what?
Hands tied.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Okay, so you're going to take care of this?
Yeah.
Okay. And then it always happens. Like, God just literally...
Yeah. And sometimes it doesn't happen that day. Sometimes it happens another time.
Exactly.
That's always, I have those too.
Mm-hmm.
So, that is a intense story. But
and that's happened
the outcome is like
a few times
amazing.
In different ways. Like somebody might give me their ticket.
Uh-huh.
It's just, and I know those things teach me, like, I know how people can be, like, there's good out there in the mm-hmm. world. Like, when people, somebody might pay for my ticket.
Yeah.
Or somebody might do something like that. And I'm like, okay, there's no excuse. I know from these experiences, when I make it.
Yeah.
Or in my, in when I have the opportunity, I'll be blessing people left and right.
Mm-hmm.
Here, pay for your ticket. Here, I'm not going to be selfish because I know what it feels like.
Yeah. Yep. I know, that's the one thing. I feel like everyone that struggles, they always are like, I can't wait to, mm-hmm. like, be at a higher point and to, like, help others. Because you mm-hmm. know how you it know how it feels. Is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, next I want to talk about...
What?
I said, what did I say, lymphoma?
Lymphoma?
Lymphoma. What is it called?
It's not lymphoma.
I know. I already... Impossible burger.
No, Georgie... George.
Just saying.
You mean imposter syndrome.
Imposter syndrome. Oh.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. Well, we were talking about this before we started recording this, mm-hmm. about
a little
that,
bit of the imposter
that syndrome.
And I'm gonna explain it. And,
yeah,
and then you tell me if you think you have it. So I'm not sure if this is a factual thing. I'm not diagnosing myself or anything mm-hmm. like that. But my friend who knows me pretty well, she sent me this video once, and it was like imposter syndrome. She's like, I think you have imposter syndrome. And when the girl explained on the YouTube what it was, I was like, I think I do.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically like, for me, I guess, when I know I'm doing something great, when I have good news, when I'm it could even be like a post or a picture that's really pretty of me
mm-hmm.
and I won't post it
yeah.
or I won't expose it. I won't let people know because I don't feel like, one, they care, and two, I don't want them to see me differently. It's really bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's not healthy and it happens to me because it's like I shrink myself
yeah.
to be so that I shrink myself so that others won't feel insecure
mm-hmm.
when, and sometimes it catches me off guard. Like,
yeah.
I'm just like, oh, I'm not doing something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing something great, but I'm not exposing, I'm not talking about it. And for me, I will excuse it as, oh, I don't like to make announcements, or, oh, I don't have to brag about the good things that I do. It's like those little thoughts will mask it, but really, I'm afraid of, like, my own success.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways.
Yeah, because you don't want people to look at you differently
mm-hmm.
because of it. Well, for me, For me, it's more like I've had experience where I would tell people too much, and
mm-hmm.
then they would hold me accountable.
Yeah.
The next time they see me.
Exactly, and that's the
and
thing. I don't
me,
like for people.
I don't like that, because life... especially what we do,
mm-hmm.
how we want to be in the entertainment industry,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't happen like, there
right
you
away.
Go, you got it, mm-hmm. you got it, it doesn't happen, they're like this, I think you got it, nope, I'm gonna push you in the mud, and you're gone, like, that's
yeah.
how it happens, until 100 times you do it, and 100 auditions, 100 submissions, 100 fucking things,
yeah.
and then all of a sudden, it's that one, so when, once that happened to me, I said, I'm not telling anybody
mm-hmm.
anything, because these people are not a friend to me. They're not mm-hmm. sitting there like, okay, good, it'll
mm-hmm.
happen. They just are like, so
what
happening, what's going on, I thought it was happening. Like, it's very, it's kind of like almost like you're making fun of the situation.
Yeah, people
so,
have these, it's like, I feel like I don't do that because I don't want you to have an expectation from me
yes.
and put me in this sort of box.
Yeah,
and then it's like, I feel like now a lot of people feel like they have so much access to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they feel like, you know, if you put something out there into the world,
mm-hmm.
you owe them something.
Yeah.
You owe them some type of explanation, some type of update.
Yes.
And really, you should be doing this stuff for yourself,
mm-hmm.
not for other people.
And that's, like, what I was telling you. Like, when I did this podcast, I'm doing it for myself, and that is it.
Mm-hmm.
I said, if you start doing it because you feel like you have to,
mm-hmm.
now that's not what you wanted to
I
do.
Know.
You wanted to do this to have fun and enjoy yourself and to, you know, put yourself on a map, of course,
mm-hmm.
but and to try something new. But if you start doing it because because people are asking you what's going on with it,
what's
how
new?
Many people are listening, oh, just like, is it getting bigger, goodbye. Don't goodbye. It's not about that. Okay, yes, I have 1,000 people that have listened to it. That's a great thing, blah, blah, blah. I don't give a shit, though. And that's it. No, because it's annoying. Yeah. I don't ask people, like, oh, how's the bank doing? You're working for the bank. What are they up to? Like, how much money do they make? I'm not asking you that. You still have a job? Good. I'm happy for you.
That's exactly.
Like, oh, my God. I feel like people look at the industry, like, in this industry, mm-hmm. and they look at it as, like, it's not a real job.
Yeah.
It's a phase. Yeah. It's this. But if you're a kid saying that this is what you want to do, now I'm 23, you're 22, mm-hmm. you still have that passion still. And that's another, I've done a million different things. Mm-hmm. I've done YouTube. Mm-hmm. I've done on stage. I've done this. I've done so many different things. Comedy. And people kind of look at it like, oh, you didn't like that anymore.
Yeah.
I changed, too.
Exactly. That's what I say. I'm like,
and that's a true artist. If you're changing, you are a true artist. You should not be in the same thing. Like, you should, like, when I see, let's say, song artists, mm-hmm. if they just stay in the same category all their career, it's not, they're not an artist to me. To me, I'm like, all right, well, they're being told what to do.
Exactly.
But when you have an artist that dabbles mm-hmm. into things, they change and like their aura changes and they're constantly revolving.
And that's why that's I love true. Acting because
you're constantly revolving.
It's a process. And, mm-hmm. and a lot of, I want to talk a little bit about acting because in this industry, what I notice a lot is that there's, you know, theater acting mm-hmm. and then there's film acting. I love both. But the reason why I'm good at theater, like I can project, I can mm-hmm. sing, I can do that stuff, and I come alive on stage. People have told me that a lot, and I know that. But at the same time, film is more of a challenge for me, and that's why it intrigues me more, because I have to literally, theater you put on a show, I feel like, and you mm-hmm. are acting, but I don't think film, you're
film,
acting.
You're putting a production.
No, but also, yes, in film, as an actor, you're not just acting, mm-hmm. you are literally channeling a whole nother person.
Yeah,
you are that person. You don't get to be like, ooh la la la, a big show, because that's not reality.
And I feel like you don't get to just shut it off. You have to constantly be. When film, you can shut it off once they say okay, mm-hmm. next scene, and then you could kind of shut it off for a second and then go back.
Yeah, like when theater, but that's the why I, it's like a process, like mm-hmm. what I'm doing right now, it seems like probably people might not see me post a lot of mm-hmm. things that I'm doing, but that's because I'm trying to get good at this craft. Like, I'm not out here trying to audition and give you shit. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to audition and you have no choice left but to choose me, because I'm so skilled that you have no other option. Mm-hmm. And it's not like I'm like up there saying, oh, I'm like nervous. No, I want to be so skilled that I go in with the confidence that there's no other option. And mm-hmm. honestly, channeling other people and becoming a character is in of itself just really deep and really dope, and it's an experience. I get a little bit, it's like this little high, it's like mm-hmm. a little buzz I get when I come out of that, and I'm like, okay, what did I just do? Like, I just became a person. Like, the fact that I was playing a little 11-year-old boy, mm-hmm. It might have seemed easy because his character was not too in-depth. He was more like the sun and the light of the show, but it was...
But you had to literally transform into, like, a little boy.
And then people...
Like, as someone who has known you for mm-hmm, years, mm-hmm. like, watching you, it was like I didn't even know who Gabby was. Yeah. I saw the little boy. I was like, this is crazy. Like, once it was, like, intermission, we're all like, she's really fucking acting a little boy. Like, I don't even know her. Like, I don't know Gabby.
22-year-old like, woman.
Gabby like, is not there. Like, you transformed into this little boy.
And what I appreciated, thank you, because what I appreciated was that after the first show, opening night, this old woman, she mm-hmm. came up to me, and she was like, because, you know, after that, after opening night, I came out with the dress. Y'all gonna know who I am, you know? Okay, I had a little makeup on, and she was like, you know something? You didn't make a caricature of the little boy, you know? Like, you didn't overdo it and make it like, oh, I'm a little boy.
Yeah,
like, you were just literally that boy.
Yeah.
And it was so subtle, and a lot of them did not know that I was a girl.
Yeah.
And they didn't know that I was even over the age of 12.
Yeah.
So it was funny because they, like,
they didn't even know.
I wasn't, the character with the most lines, but uh-huh. I wasn't the character with the most lines, but a lot of people, they weren't even flocking to the
main characters. Yeah,
to be honest, it was just different because I didn't expect that. I didn't expect all that love, and I didn't expect all of that good, positive, and that's why I love the craft, because this isn't about me. This is about the story.
Yes,
and if
yeah.
you felt the story, that means I did my job.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's,
and it was 100%. And I think it's because they saw a man, mm-hmm. the main character is a man being a man, mm-hmm. okay, and then a woman being a mother. Okay, mm-hmm. that's like challenging mm-hmm. more to be more of a figure like that. But then to see you kind of transform, you like probably transformed out of the whole cast the most.
Yeah.
So I think that's why probably they more flocked to you. I flocked to you because I knew you.
Yeah.
And because you did an amazing job.
Yeah,
holy.
It was great. It was a great
crap,
experience.
This is amazing.
But I say that to say, like, yeah, I may not be like, right now I'm taking a little bit of a hiatus and not. Mm-hmm. But I struggle with myself with that because I'm like, man, it looks like I'm inconsistent. It mm-hmm. looks like I just did that show and now I'm off the map.
But you're
but little do they know,
yeah.
baby girl. Yeah. Okay.
Well, make it in 2020 mm-hmm. that you need to find that. You mm-hmm. need to find that little piece and you say, I do matter. But also you need to know that if you feel like you don't matter to other people, who gives a shit? You still post it.
Exactly.
Like, I post this.
No,
you
honestly,
know.
Georgie, the things that I post.
Yeah.
Every single post is a post that I didn't think I was gonna post.
Yeah.
It's always like that. It will be like, oh, I really love this picture of me. I'm gonna post it. Mm-hmm. But then I'm like, it's too good, so I'll post the other one.
But
that's
you
just
can't
a
think
little
like
bit.
That.
I know. It's bad. But then I'll get to the point where I'm just like, I'm just gonna press the button and just wait and I'm not even gonna look at it.
I think
it's horrible though, because I feel like, why should I have
anxiety?
Well,
that's not good because it's on you mm-hmm. because you have this and you're constantly like throwing yourself under the bus because you think you don't want to outdo other people, but you need to learn that when you post something, do it for you.
I know.
I'm doing it for me. I'm not doing it for them.
And that's
but I would
the
like
only
to show
I really do post is when I'm just like, first of all, it's just Instagram.
It's just an Instagram.
It's just, it's just Facebook. It's just people, and people do whatever they want, on their page. And that's what makes me post. When I see people posting like pictures of dog tails on their Instagram, I'm like, what the fuck am I waiting around here for? I'm like, what the heck?
Yeah,
like, post that shit.
Yeah, no, yeah, I know. It's like they're posting a coffee cup, and you're like,
who cares?
Yeah. Like, when I would go away, I would post photos, and at one point, I'm like, I feel bad, because I feel like people are talking
sitting
shit
on their
about
couch.
Me, and they're like, oh my god, he's going to all these places, and I'm, like, at home. But I'm like, you know what? That's on them. I am doing this for me. I want to post it, because I always look at Instagram as memories.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I posted to say, like, I could go back. And that's why a lot of photos, I have multiple. Mm-hmm. So I could post my photos of food or that mm-hmm. building that I liked. Just so in 3 years, I could look when I don't have those
memories.
Photos on my phone anymore.
Yeah.
So that's why I do it. And I do it for myself, too. So that's, you need to learn to just do it for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Yeah. You're right.
That's it. But, sorry, the music was, like, going.
Oh, is this part gonna get it out?
Yeah. This
oh, I think this happened last time. I remember.
Yeah, you guys don't hear it, but there's like music playing. But yeah, so that was good. Definitely 2020, make it
no, I
known
am.
To you that
I'm,
you should.
I'm
post.
Plotting. I'm plotting. I'm
good.
Ready. I'm
plot away. For me, I'm getting more of, you know. What was I just telling you? I'm getting more like, mm-hmm. I know who I am.
Yeah.
And I found self-love.
Mm-hmm.
I love who
mm-hmm.
I am. I'm
mm-hmm.
so happy now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's great. Now I have to show who am I to everybody else.
Yeah.
I want to be the same person.
You.
But who, yeah, I need to show, because people are all about looks. I'm sorry to say this, but it's 100% true. They look at you and they judge you immediately the second they see you. They don't care if you have the talent, if you don't have the talent. They look at you the second you walk into that room. So what are you showing them that's you already?
Yeah.
And that's what I'm trying to do right now. I'm on this little break where I'm going to focus, you know, the next 4 months on that. And then once I do that, these motherfuckers better get ready. Because I'm taking the keys away from all of
them. That's right. That's what I'm talking about. You know, exactly. Like,
what? I'm talking to you. What is the show? Real World. All right. I know what you guys did.
Oh, okay. All right, what happened?
Anyway, I want to... No, I auditioned for them, and they didn't choose me. But I think it's because they saw photos of me, and I'm not skinny with the six-pack. And they immediately judged that, I think. So even though I could have brought a lot to the show, they don't know that because they looked at me and immediately saw.
But because this is your show, and this is your show, right? Social Blend. And because... You said that I want to have you, because I know what you're saying. I know I hear what you're saying, but I want you to think in your perspective of, I don't want you to think like that. Like because they saw that I wasn't skinny. Because what if that wasn't the case?
Yeah, that I don't know, but that's...
But exactly, but you don't know. You're literally kind of creating this whole story in your head, and you're creating this narrative as an excuse.
Yeah, no, that's true. But also, it's all... But it's...
Just take that damn advice!
But, yeah. No, but it's also like, it was... What's the word? It was an inspiration, too. I was, like, kind of happy that they did that to me.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Some things... You don't know the reason why. No. But it's...
Because maybe they got their last person already. Maybe they did.
The reason why on their part doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
Because it's how you react to it. And it's what you learn from it. Okay. Because it's going to make you grow. So that when you get to the second Real World or the second VH1 or whoever audition, you already... are a changed person.
Yes.
So now they're not looking at the same George that they rejected. They're looking at a new person.
Yes.
And they're going to see something in you, because now, you see how you were talking about how they saw that I was fat? That was in your mind.
Yeah.
Your mind manifests into who you are and what people see. So it's like, you saw that about yourself, they saw that.
Yes.
But they only saw that because you saw that first. Yeah,
okay, stop! And this is where... All right, we're going into the little game that I have for us. So Whitney Cummings, she has her own podcast, and she does this little game with her guests. And it's really cool, and it's funny, too. And we'll have a lot of fun. So I'm going to ask you three different questions, and we're both going to answer them together.
Okay.
Okay, so the first question... is, and don't overthink it, just say it, okay? When I ask you this question, you need to give me three characteristics of what I ask you, okay?
Three characteristics. Yes. All right.
So the first one is favorite animal. So you want me to go first?
No, I'll go.
Okay, all right, go first.
Favorite animal?
Favorite animal.
Elephant.
Okay, wait. Cheetah. So, no, just pick one. Sorry, pick three one. Characteristics. And then three characteristics of that animal.
Okay, elephant.
Okay.
Because it's wise, it's still... And it's big.
Okay. Mine is also elephant.
What?
I've always loved elephants. And it is because they are smart, they are gentle, and they stand out.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. Okay, next is favorite article of clothing. So any article of clothing on you, and three characteristics of why you like that article of clothing.
I guess sweaters.
Okay.
Because they're comfy and they're big and they're fluffy.
Okay. Mine is a jacket because, I don't know.
Because, three characteristics. All right.
A jacket because you could take it off if you're hot. They cover you.
That's a description. Is that a characteristic?
I don't know. Wait. Are they... I don't know. A jacket because they feel good. Is that one? I don't know.
Just go ahead.
Okay, whatever. So, like, it's whatever. Like,
that's two.
Oh my god, this is horrible. They make me feel good.
Okay, I'll take
when
it.
I wear them on.
Okay.
Covers fat. I don't know. Shut up. Okay, and last one is body of water. Your favorite body of water. Is it rivers, an ocean? Is what it lake? Is it... I know.
My favorite body of water.
Yeah.
I
could go first.
Yeah, go.
Okay, so my favorite is a river because it's calming. Mm-hmm. You could think. Mm-hmm. And it changes.
Okay. My favorite body of water is probably a waterfall. But that's not a body of water. That's just a product of a river.
Yeah.
All right, the ocean.
Okay.
Because it's grand and expansive. and when it's still.
Okay.
It's peaceful.
It's peaceful. Okay. All right, so those were three things that really do a lot to someone when you are talking to them. So the first one was your favorite animal. So that is how people perceive you.
They perceive me as a
what you said about yourself. The three things about, yeah.
I'm big.
Big. But maybe it means big energy.
Yeah, I think that's it means I like elephants because they take up space.
Okay.
And wherever they go, they're noticed.
Yeah, I love elephants. Have always been, they're like my favorite animal, and I love, they're so just peaceful. I love mm-hmm. it. All right, next is the article of clothing is how people perceive you.
I thought the first one was how people perceive me.
No, I'm sorry, how you perceive yourself. Did I say you?
Yeah.
Or how people perceive you? Sorry, how you perceive yourself.
When
you see yourself.
A sweater. I see myself as comfy.
No. No, the animal was how you
Georgie.
Perceive. No. Whitney Cummings has to come here and just do it. No, how you see yourself is the animal.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, I do see myself like that.
So then how people perceive you is the article of clothing.
Comfy. I forgot what it said. Warm.
Well, that's... You have to tune in.
We should have wrote this down.
And then the last one is how you view sex.
Peaceful?
Yeah, it's the body of water. So you chose ocean.
Because I said it was...
You said it was grand.
Yeah.
It could... What else? I don't know. And then it could also be peaceful.
Yeah.
So that's it. I thought it was a really fun thing.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it's a cool thing.
Wow.
All right, so to end this episode off, I want you to read the quote that you read to me.
Oh, yeah, it's on my screensaver.
That was a great quote.
So the quote is by Nelson Mandela. Mm-hmm. It's a famous quote. People have probably already seen it or heard of it. But it goes,
let's go closer.
Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine, as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, that really resonated, especially the part when it says, there's nothing enlightened about shrinking so other people won't feel insecure around you.
Yes. Yeah. That's... Honestly, that's a bad trait.
It is.
You can't do that to yourself.
Can't. Because it's self-destruction. It's self-sabotage. I know it. I know I do it all the time.
Yeah.
But it's that's the only reason why I'm talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that's the only way it will dissolve.
It will dissolve. You have to
away.
Put it into the
I
world.
I literally have to accept it.
Yeah.
And see, where did that come from? Mm-hmm. What was the root of that? I think the root of that was literally me just always feeling like I had to be perfect.
Yeah.
Like I'm not good enough. Mm-hmm. I know that I have definitely have self-worth issues, mm-hmm. you know, because the part that gets me is like, you, like, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Like, mm-hmm. to this morning, I was reading this and I was shouting it because there was nobody in the house. And I was like, I am a child of God. Like, I'm a child of God. Mm-hmm. Who are you? I'm a child of God.
Yeah.
Like, the one who created the moon, the stars, the rivers, you, me, yeah. the cat, the fleas, the dogs, the tree, everything, the sun that blinds my that. I'm a child of that? Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay.
No, that's good that you're doing that, because that shows that it's growth. Mm-hmm. You're growing from this.
Yeah. That's what I mean. This is only temporary. It's only a season.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much for coming on. I love you so much. Mwah. 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 Mwah.
Bonote.
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 Bonote. All right.
Ow, my cheek.
I know. My cheekbones. All right. So thanks so much again for coming on the show. I love you so much. And for everyone else, have a great rest of the week and weekend. Tune in next week. And I hope you guys enjoyed this. Have a great time and whatever. God bless.
Thank you.
Love yourself. Love the world. And be a better you.